a hen on a nest of eggs.
She's sitting.
Okay. And if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what would you put in her nest to fool her?
Nothing. You'd put a glass egg,
mm-hmm,
or a real egg.
What about if you had a good set of dishes that'd be made out of?
China.
What about an egg made out of that?
It'd be like a good egg then.
Uh-huh.
You have a China egg, you wouldn't want nothing to break it. Like the children or anything.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of putting a China egg in?
No. Just an egg.
Uh-huh. And a fenced in place around the barn where the animals could walk around. You call that a
corral or a fence or,
mm-hmm,
something?
And you say if you raised a lot of cotton, you say the cotton would grow out in a
field.
Okay. What about something smaller than a field?
Patch.
Okay. What sort of things would grow in a patch?
A little of everything.
Just several different.
You could have several different things, or like a small patch of one main crop or something,
mm-hmm,
like that.
And say if you wanted to get the land ready for planting.
You'd plow.
Okay. Were there different kinds of plows?
Well, you have a plow that breaks the ground,
mm-hmm,
and you have a tiller that tills it, breaks it even further.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make rows, and then it's ready.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the trench sort of thing?
The trenches.
Well, you have the rows and then the...
Oh, after you. You mean the plow that you use,
uh-huh,
to make the rows, or
there's
what?
There's sort of a trench that the plow cuts. You call that the
rope?
Is the rope?
Furrow? Uh-huh.
Furred of it.
Do you ever hear when you're plowing with two horses, the horse that walks in the furrow, do you ever hear a special name for him?
No.
A lead horse or night horse or off horse?
I guess a lead horse. Sounds good.
Okay. What about something that has a lot of teeth in it? This is an old-fashioned sort of thing. Has a lot of teeth in it, and it breaks up the ground finer than a plow does.
It does.
Do you know what that's called?
Like a grader.
Mm-hmm.
Or a tiller or something.
Do you ever hear of a hara or a hara?
Yeah. I've heard of it.
What did you hear it called?
Hara.
Uh-huh.
I mean, hara. Hara or hara? What did they call it? Something else. It was like that. Say a hara. Say hara. I remember it called like that.
Uh-huh.
When my brother was small, he used to pick oranges, and the man he picked oranges for used to pass that thing in between the trees.
Uh-huh.
And
they used to have a lot of orange trees growing here?
Yeah. Before Betsy drowned them.
Nobody grows them anymore?
They grow them, you know, but not like they had them. There used to be fields and pieces of land that was just full of orange trees, but now everybody just uses a few,
mm-hmm,
for their own consumption. And most of the trees that, like, further up the road, well, that's those that they sell. But nobody down here sells them like they used to.
Is there much land around here that's